Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We're on the EOTM Radio. We'll be talking to rapper, singer, songwriter Fat Tone Skinny. We have entertainment news, sports, fashion, and of course, music. But first, what's up, Ms. Parker? How are you doing tonight?
What's going on, Steve-O? I'm doing all right.
That's good. How was your week?
My week was okay. Been a little under the weather. Not feeling well. Was supposed to be in Miami today. Leaving today.
I know.
Decided to cancel that trip because I'm not feeling well. But I'm sure the crew is going to have a great time. And there's always next time. And there's always next week. So this week is behind me, and I am ready to for the weekend. How was your week?
My week was cool. You know, I had a hard time sleeping this week for whatever reason. Maybe I was excited about the show, about the album. I don't know, but. You know, it's Friday, and I always make everything kind of turn around. But
it's Friday, and they just played nightlife, and then we're ready to roll.
It's the nightlife. Well, as you know, at the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive, so we want to hear from you.
We want to thank you so much for making our first show a success. We appreciate everyone who listened in and supported us and continue to support us. So please make sure you like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show, and follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O. Each and every Friday, we're going to be posting a question of the day. Make sure you you go on there to discuss the question of the day and share your opinions with us, and also call in to share your opinion. We look forward to hearing from you.
Exactly. Our question of the day today is, what is something that your parents, advice that parents gave you that you wish you would have followed?
I think that was a great question, Stephen, but we should have tweaked it a little bit because when I was driving home, I was thinking about, I went to Costco and I thought about my dad had this horrible habit of buying books, things in books. We had huge things of toilet paper and soap, and we never ran out of anything, and I am the same way today. It is only me and I have books of everything. I have toilet paper for months.
Wow.
It's just a habit I picked up from my dad. So I think we should have tweaked it a little bit. And also, he paid his bills on time every single time. And so what are some habits you picked up from your parents?
Well, you know, every night when I was a kid, I told my parents they didn't want children, they want slaves. We had to walk the dog. We had to make sure the kitchen floor was mopped. We had to make sure the trash was taken out. We had to make sure dishes were washed and put up. We had to do our homework and lay out our clothes for the next day. But ironically, I still do those same things every night.
Yeah, you're used to the routine, right?
I'm used to routine.
But,
you know, it's interesting to see what people will say about our question today, about what advice did their parents give them that they wish they would have listened to on Facebook and Twitter. Let us know what you think. And we'll be right back.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Get hype. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm here on AOTM Radio. I'm Stephen Knight, your host.
And I am Ms. Parker, your co-host.
Well, Ms. Parker, what's going on in entertainment news?
Stephen, this week has been a crazy week for Steve Harvey and Oprah. We're going to go with the bad news first. Steve Harvey's ex-wife has put him on blast, and I am loving it because you do know my opinion about Steve Harvey. I've always called him a fake. I do understand that some of the advice that he gave about men are true. We're women. We'll never understand men. It has to come from a man's point of view. But for you to present yourself as a relationship expert, I think that's misleading, especially if you've been married three times.
I had no clue that he had been married three times. This is actually his third wife that he's on now with Marjorie.
This is his third wife, and married three times. That's like someone who's been bankrupt three times giving you advice on how to save money or how to make great investments. Come on now. You know, give me a break. So his ex-wife put him on blast. She has a video, several videos on YouTube, saying that he cheated on her with his current wife and took away her son. What are your thoughts?
Well, I didn't really know much about the story outside this week, and then I actually went on YouTube, and I listened to the videos, and it's like, wow. I mean, she sounds very convincing. I know a lot of people are kind of skeptical because she waited, five, six years, to come out with the story. But in terms of, she talked about how when they first met, she was at a place where, she wasn't open to meet anybody.
Mm-hmm.
She had been divorced. She had, she was kind of done with men in terms of dealing with the foolishness that she felt she was going through. And then Steve Harvey really just swept her off her feet with the poems, the chocolates, and
right,
all that stuff.
Right, right. I mean, in her defense, I can understand how, from a woman's standpoint, especially being with a powerful man as Steve is, she probably hasn't been comfortable coming out with this story. She's, he has attorneys and stuff that she can't afford. But I think it comes to a point where you just break down and say, I'm going to speak my piece, and whatever happens, happens. So, it is what it is, and we'll see how it all plays out. But you can't throw stones when you live in a glass house. That's all I'm going to say.
His current wife is actually suing his ex-wife because she says it's defamation of character. She said because the second wife said that they were having a relationship while they were married, and she's saying that never was true, and she's a mother, and, she won't stand for being accused of these kind of things. So it's kind of curious how it's going to happen.
Yeah. Like one blogger said, okay, he married his jump off. We're moving on to the next.
On to the next, right.
The next story is about Oprah and her half-sister. Now, I'm excited for Oprah, but I am a little bit upset that people keep saying half sister because I have half siblings, and I don't go around saying they're my half siblings. They're my siblings. And I'm a sister or brother.
Yeah. I have a half brother as well who is my brother, But I think Oprah said, I watched the show when she introduced her half sister and told the story, and she said she wanted to tell it because she didn't want it to be, she knew it was going to come to light, and she didn't want it to be told in the press any kind of way. But what she said, the reason why she said half-sister, because her and her father are extremely close, and she did not want people thinking that was her father's daughter.
Right, okay.
She said, this is her daughter, yeah.
Okay, I didn't, her sister. I didn't watch the entire show. I was only able to watch clips of it on YouTube and on the Oprah website, so I wasn't able to see the entire show. But I'm excited for her. She seemed to be a very genuine person. Patricia does. They're supposed to be happy about it. So it is a blessing, things happen for a reason. I'm just a little upset with her mother. Her mother seemed to be acting a little standoffish. I guess it goes back to the whole thing where the older generation kind of kept all these secrets. And I've always said that if the older generation, if our grandparents had shared their experiences with our parents, they wouldn't have went through the things that they went through. They would have been able to deal with it a little better without going through life with all the shame. And I think the case for us, we hide things from our parents because we don't want to go through the shame. But the funny thing is, every human experience is the same. We all make the same mistakes and the same, so we need to share that, especially in the Black community. We have too many secrets in our family, I think.
We do have a lot of secrets.
But I'm glad this came out.
Yeah, and I think that, Oprah said it's still a process that she's going through. She's very open to having that relationship with her half-sister or her sister. And, you know, she told her mother, you know, it's time for you to let go of that shame of what happened back to 1963. So it's interesting to see how that would turn out.
That is, yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah. We'll keep watching Oprah and see what's going on. I love her new station on
network,
new channel on network at home. Moving on to Terry McMillan. Now, you know Terry McMillan is the lady from House that got her groove back.
Mm-hmm.
The story was based on her experience and how she met her ex-husband now. After she found out he was gay. But she made a statement regarding the Smith, Will and Jada Smith children. Waylon and Jaden, I believe, are their names.
She made a statement
saying that that they were being pimped, and then she went back and apologized and kind of apologized for the statement. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, she said that that she felt like they were being pimped and exploited. You know, obviously Jaden has done the Karate Kid movie, and Willow has now embarked upon a music career, and she feels like they should be more focused on their education as opposed to entertainment. And that was her thing. But then, she, like you said, she did retract her statement. She said that she doesn't, not saying that she doesn't stand by what she said, but she thought it wasn't her place to make those kind of comments.
Didn't she say the kids come across a little bit
arrogant?
Arrogant.
And I have to say, you know, I saw Jaden back during the Karate Kid days. I saw him on Ellen doing an interview about the movie. And he did come off very arrogant, you know, to be so young.
No, I agree. I definitely agree, and I think it's been instilled in them that there's something special, and I don't think they relate. You know, when you grow up in a high household with two successful parents, I don't think you're able to relate. You're not able to relate to, you know, to just regular people. So your perception of being normal is going to seem a little bit arrogant to us, you know. And
it's true.
The same thing with. And I want to go off the subject, but it's the same thing with LeBron. I think because he was made such a big deal, he doesn't know how to relate or break himself down to normal, regular people, whatever that means, to our level of understanding. He doesn't know how to relate. So I think it's the same thing. They grew up in that household and doesn't have the experiences that they need to relate to the general population, I think.
Right. Well, you know, I know that, you know, and all the best to the Smiths, you know, of course, we definitely support them. And, you know, I don't think anyone can tell someone how to parent their child. But I do think that there should be some kind of education. There should be some kind of, you know, a filter, some kind of in between.
There is a balance. There needs to be a balance.
Right,
You know, we can all share our opinions, but unless you're a parent, you can't really decide what's best for other people's children. And to be honest with you, Terry McMillan, she has her own issues, you know. So, I do love her books and you know, the movie, and she's coming. I think she's supposed to be having another movie coming out, but, you know, I just think it was the wrong thing to do, to speak publicly about people you don't know.
That's true.
So did you watch our President Obama the other night?
I did watch President Obama's State of the Union address.
That State of the Union seemed to be extra long.
I have to admit, now I watched it. I had a long day. I fell asleep halfway through it. But I woke up, it was still on. But it was good. It was good. You know, I watched the highlights on CNN, and, you know, he made a lot of good points. Some people, you know, they're always going to be skeptics about, well, he didn't talk about this, he didn't talk about that. But I thought it was good.
Yeah. I think it's important for people to have their opinion. I honestly believe that it's really important for people to disagree. I think when we disagree, it allows, you know, us to work out our issue, you know, issues.
And to think.
And it forces you to think, So I don't think everyone should agree. And another thing that bothers me is black people think that you should agree with or support everything the president does because he's black and you're black, the most annoying thing ever. But I've been reading a couple of articles online, and my friend, he's an attorney now. He wrote an article for CNN that stated that black people were left out of the State of Union, and that black people support Obama the most. We're the most loyal, and we are.
Yeah.
And we were left out. He only mentioned a black America or African American once in the speech. He seemed to be trying to improve everybody else's. This is what the article said. He was trying to improve everybody else's life or kind of promise everybody else something except for the people who support him the most. And I will admit, black people will go to bat for Obama. So, I think maybe he should have addressed the state of the black community a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But then in another notice, too, he doesn't want to push the fact that he's black That's
right.
Obvious, and that's
inclusive.
Made a deal of, right, that's made a deal of already. You know, everyone's,
I agree.
You know, it's the first black president, so I don't think he wants to push that issue. What do you think?
I agree. I think that he shouldn't just focus on the fact that he's black. I think he's done a lot. He's been on BET. He's done different things honoring blacks. He did something for MLK. But I think that it's an all-inclusive because America's not just black people, you know.
Yeah.
But look, moving on to next weekend is Super Bowl. Super Bowl, I know everybody's excited about that. I know you and I, we're hitting up a party together.
Oh, my God, I cannot wait. Now, I have my Super Bowl outfit ready.
You always do it. But, Ayron, I know you're on the line. From Ron's perspective, what do you think is going to happen in the Super Bowl?
What's going on, Ron?
Miss Parker, how's it going, Steven? happy Friday.
What's up, boy?
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Well, actually, first of all, let me just kind of pat myself on the back for last week. You know, I think I said Green Bay and Pittsburgh was going to be in the Super Bowl.
You called it.
I'm a little disappointed that the Bears didn't come out.
Yeah, Bears were like hibernating or something. You know,
they were like
it is during the time.
They were like Cubs.
They were Cubs, definitely.
They were Cubs.
But actually, I still am going to stick to my prediction, which I think I said Green Bay is going to win the Super Bowl 27-20 over Pittsburgh. So I'm still staying by that. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, given your track record, I may want to bet on that.
You might want to come on. Hey, go to Vegas. I'm telling you, go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas. That's where she's from. She know all about it. She know all about it.
We can split it.
Okay.
Tune in next week to see, next week's the game, but the following week to see if you're absolutely right about this.
Absolutely.
It'll be very interesting.
Absolutely.
Very interesting.
But also, hold on really, really, really quickly.
Okay.
Pro Bowls this Sunday, I don't know
yeah.
if people actually watch the Pro Bowl because it's really kind of boring, you know.
Right.
But just, you know, but if people want to watch more football until the actual Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, you got it.
So that's
exactly
right.
Up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, Ron, we definitely appreciate your perspective, and we'll be holding you to that the outcome and the score.
All right.
But we'll be right back.
All right.
Hello out there. This is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go? Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And, baby, we got some people here that will give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll take you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker. Make
hey,
sure you like us on Facebook, people. Please, please, please follow us on Twitter at Stephen Knight Show, SHO. And make sure to leave your comments on the question of the day.
Well, this week our guest is someone who I have known for about 10 years now. We lost touch a few years back, but we recently reconnected on Facebook, and he's actually going to be featured on my upcoming project that will be released later this year. He recently released his own EP entitled The Reevaluation, which is a must-listen. It's a great record. He's a rapper, singer, songwriter, and a lot more. Please help me welcome my boy, the talented Fatso Skinny. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, Fatso.
Doing well. Hey, how are you?
I haven't talked to you in a long time. I love the name.
Oh, thank you.
Well, listen, Fessa, for those who have not heard from you, tell us a little bit about your background and kind of how you got into all this.
Well, my name is Fatso, like you said, and I kind of been in music for forever, man. I think it kind of got into me real early, you know. Kind of like how everybody else did. Mom's cleaning up the house, you know, records playing. Something was always playing, you know, on the weekends and the evenings. Some LP was always playing, and I think that rhythm kind of got into me, you know, around that time, early on.
I hear that. Well, let me ask you a question. What's the story behind Fatso Skinny? Because unless you've gained an incredible amount of weight the last time I've seen you, there's nothing sad about you. So where did you get the name from?
Yeah, that's funny. I actually was given the name. I was given the name by a lady friend of mine. I don't hold a lot of weight, but I eat a lot. I like to eat, man. I like to enjoy food, you know. I guess I get kind of lucky when it comes to that, but I like to enjoy food, you know, different restaurants, different cultures, just different places. You know, I really enjoy food. I think it's almost as important to me as music.
It is important. Well, I know, you mentioned that music has always been part of your life in some form, and you fell in love at an early age. When did you decide for yourself that this is what you wanted to do and wanted to pursue?
As a career, you mean?
Yeah, as a career, yeah.
To be quite honest, I think I decided that a long time ago without consciously saying it to myself. You know, I've always been an artist. I've always been an artist in some form. I went to school for visual arts. I went to, to magnet schools for visual arts as well as mechanical arts, mechanical engineering. But music was always my greatest interest. You know, I'm a tennis player. My father thought that I would be a great tennis player, and a lot of people did, you know, but my heart wasn't in it like it is for music. You know, I really, really love music. So I think consciously, I decided after I got out of the Marine Corps, the United States Marine Corps. But prior to that, I think I had been, you know, just kind of living my life around it all along, you know. Just hadn't made that jump. I've been doing things. I was doing shows. I was, you know, making records and albums and collaborations. And I was doing all the things that I'm doing now. But I just didn't consider it my career like I do now.
Well, I know that I think it was last year you released a mixtape, and I downloaded it, I put it on my iPod, and I was like, I'm listening to it while I'm at the gym. And you know, it was a great mixtape, and I remember it motivated me so much that I was like, wow, this is someone that, you know, obviously we don't talk every day, but you know, I knew you. I remember you used to come to my dorm and listen to things I had recorded, and and it just motivated me. Because what your music had, like, a purpose, and it had a message behind it. How would you describe your music?
That's a good question, man. I get asked that question a lot. Each song, I think, is relatively different. It, you know, it kind of depends on the listener, really, how they would describe my music. I like to consider the easiest thing that I've come across. I like to consider it mood music. You know, because I embody everything, man, from the godly to the gangster. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you do.
You know what I mean? Like, you can find me on any side of that because that's what I'm from. You know, and I have no problem with that. So with any listener, any supporter, anybody who hears anything, you know, I would say that. It's mood music. It's something for everything you can pretty
much
go through.
That's true, because
you know what I mean?
Whatever mood you're in, there's a song that embodies that. And I know that you released your EP, The Reevaluation. What inspired that?
Well, real quickly, there's some people online who don't believe that we're recording this right now, so I just wanted to shout out Drea Thompson. She's listening in right now. You know, I have a few friends, April, Gwen. They're listening, but they don't believe that we're recording right now.
We're doing it live on the Stephen Knight Show.
they think that it's taped early, but it's not.
Thank you.
What's that?
That's a no. It's lies. It's completely lies.
Yeah. But yeah, the reevaluation, really, to me, all that is, you know, I had another project, a full length project that I was going to drop, just kind of moving around a little bit, hearing more, seeing more, experiencing mm-hmm. more through the industry as an independent artist. It's a lot, man.
Yeah.
So I decided to not drop that album. I'm still working on a full length album that I'm going to release when I go abroad, but I decided to drop an EP kind of as a transition piece, and it's like the reevaluation, the reassessment, back to the table.
Oh, wow.
To kind of add these new things that I'm going to you know, attempt to implement once I get to the table here in London.
Okay. Well, what other projects are you working on? Obviously, you're working on your LP, the full album, and you're going to London. When are you going there?
I'm going to London, actually, February the 8th. Passport and ticket ready to go.
Wow. So I know you're
February
excited
the
that.
8th. Yeah, I am. I am. I'm really excited. I'm happy. You know, a lot of people. I got a lot of good people behind me, man, right next to
mm-hmm.
me, you know, including people like yourself and your team. So, yeah,
oh, yeah.
When I go, we're all going, you know.
We're all going. I can't wait. No, it's funny because, you know, I sent you the track. I remember you hit me up maybe a year and a half ago, wanting to be on the remake of Nightlife, and I was like, well, I can't really do anything with that. And we went back and forth on what song we were going to do, and finally when Phoenix Electric, who's producing my debut album, I talked about the kind of song I wanted, and he sent me the track literally the next day. We wrote the song, and I said, this is the song that I want Fatso on. This is the song I want him on. And I sent it to you. And I remember we were back and forth for email, and I was going home, driving home to Virginia from Atlanta, and you sent me an email. I got to my BlackBerry, going to Charlotte, saying this is your track. So I had to wait till I got to Charlotte, and I listened to it, and I was blown away. I said, wow, wow. And then I sent it to Phoenix, and I said, you know, here's Fatso's verse, and he said, dude, it's dope. Dude, it's dope. And he
is.
The song we did, yeah. And then asked him, he said, where can I listen to other music that he has? Where can I listen to other music that he has? Because you are dope. I mean, like I said, I have your the reevaluation. I have the mixtape before all on my iPod. And it's something that I think is something for everybody, you know?
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Honestly, it's in the ear of the beholder, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's an amazing thing when someone can find a way to relate, and you know, I just
yeah.
I'm really humbled by that. So I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity, man. Again, you know.
No, I thank you. You definitely blessed that track. But listen, how can people find you? If they want to hear your music, if they want to contact you about booking and things like that, where can they contact you?
Yeah. Everybody knows about Facebook. I got a lot of sites, man, but if you go to Facebook, yeah, it's a lot. You know, you got
to
kind of stay up.
You have
especially
to.
As an indie. I've got a Facebook page that can take you to all of my links. If you are on Facebook, anyone who's on Facebook, they can just go and in the search box type in the word Fatso, F as in Frank, A-T-S-O, and you'll see that I'm a musician. The actual picture is like a picture of my back facing a crowd at BB King, so you know you got the right one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, all those good places, man, you know.
You definitely want to check him out. I'm telling you, this guy is dope. I mean, his music is really great, and I know it's a matter of time before the world will know who Fatso Skinny is, and I want to thank you for being part of our show tonight, taking the time to talk to us. I know you're a very busy guy, and the best luck with you with everything you have going on, definitely your trip to London and the new album.
Hey, man,
also, there's a link to absolutely. There's a link to his mixtape, his EP, the Reevaluation, on our Facebook page, the Stephen Knight Show. You definitely want to check it out. So, thanks again, Fatso.
Hey, thank you for having me. Thank you to your team, to everyone who's on. Thank you guys so much for having me and creating this outlet for so many indie artists, man. This is the world to us. You have to understand that and know that. So, thank you.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Peace.
All right.
Wow, Stephen, that was a great interview. Great, great interview. For more information on Fatso Skinny, please visit us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. If you're interested in being a guest on this show, please email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com.
And we'll be right back.
Great show, Beyonce.
Thank you.
And you have a concert coming up, too.
I do. You should come by.
Love to.
Just have your people call my people.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have... She wants my people to call her people.
I'm not finished with you. Hello?
Eddie?
Yes.
It's Ellen. Listen, I need tickets for Beyonce's concert.
Uh-huh.
You're my people, right?
People. Ellen,
we're like family. Listen, I got to go.
No, I was going to say, I got to go. No, I'm busy. Okay. Got to find my people. Hey, guys. How many persons make up a people? Why can't one person just call one person?
Does anyone know where stage 7 is?
That's it. People that can get me into the shows I want to get into. That's why I'm a card member.
I'm glad you could come.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have people, you know.
Let's do lunch.
Okay. We'll do lunch. Great. Have your people call my people.
Are you getting the most out of entertainment? Are you a card member?
Welcome back. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker. We have our favorite shopaholic on right now. Hey, Ginevra.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
We're good.
We are doing good. Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing all right tonight. I have some good little deals to tell everybody about, so I hope you all are ready.
We're excited.
All right. So this first piece, Ms. Parker, is for the brides, and I know we're not brides, so I can't include them. But don't worry, I'm going to get to our stuff. Rent the Runway is this great little website where you can rent, like, semi-formal and formal gowns and things like that. I mean, you know, girls can go out and get things for prom. They have all types of dresses on here. And basically what it is they're designer gowns that you can rent, just like men rent tuxedos.
Wow.
Well, they've recently gone bridal. So now they have, like, dresses, like a little white dress. Of course, they don't have, like, these big poofy bridal gowns that you can rent. But they do have, like, the little white dress, you know, for the untraditional bride. And they have bridesmaids' dresses. And they even have dresses for, like, the engagement party or the bridal shower or even the bachelorette party. So you can go and you can go to Rent the Runway. And they have dresses starting. I think they're starting out at $50, so you can rent like $1,000 dress for like $50. I mean, you know, the prices do vary, but I mean, it's a really great site, and I think everybody should check them out because I mean, this is just like the best ideas since sliced bread to me.
What's the site again?
It's called rentherunway.com.
Okay.
So, you know, you ladies can go out there and check it out. You can rent your dresses just like those men rent their tuxes. So that's a pretty good thing.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I love that site. And there's another site out there, and this one is going to be for us. It's something called prettyunused.com. And basically, if you're really into designer but really not into those designer prices, which is like stamped on my forehead, I can't stand spending, you know, designer prices on designer stuff, but I love designer stuff. There's a site out there called prettyunused.com. And basically, this site, what this site is about is these are gently used items, but they're all designer. And let's just say you found a Gucci purse or a Dior purse.
I was about to say, they have purses on there?
Yes, they do. They have handbags, girl. They have handbags. They have sunglasses. They have dresses. They have shoes. I love them. And it's called the Blog
Seat. I'm
right
now.
New. Yeah, I love them. And basically what you can do, if you find something that you like, you can go online and you can negotiate the price. So you don't have to pay the asking price. I mean, they have the right, of course, to decline your offer. But you can offer them. Like if you see some shades and, I mean, some sunglasses and they're $200, you can say, I want to pay $200 for those things. I'll pay $75. They will either accept or decline your offer. So that is a new site that I just learned about that I'm absolutely loving right now. And also I wanted to let everybody know about my little budget find of the week. I found a pair of Lamb, does everybody know what Lamb is? I hope so. Lamb is a little, it's a company by Gwen Stefani, that's run by Gwen Stefani, and she has, like, completely bumped her head with her prices. She is charging, you know, hundreds of dollars for her stuff. Well, she has a pair of suede platform wedges, and they are on sale for $215. Well,
wow.
And I think the original price is like $275 or something like that. Well, I found a similar pair at Forever 21, a pair of suede wedges, and they're just as cute as Miss Stefani's, for $25.
Girl.
So that is my budget find of the week.
Wow.
Did you get them?
Yeah. Yeah, I got them. You know I did. So, yeah, I said as long as they're comfortable and they look good, I'm getting them. You know how I am. That's why I'm broke. So, anyway. So I think that's all that I have for you guys today. Oh, and let me tell you one more thing. Bluebee.com. I'm not sure if everybody knows about Bluebee. But Bluebee.com, it can be kind of pricey, but some of their prices can be kind of reasonable. They are actually kicking out everything for the winter. So you can go and get some of their clearance items at prices up to 60% off at Bluebee.com. But what's even better is that because they're kicking out all their winter stuff, they're making room for the spring. So you can go and get some of their spring items, be the first one to be rocking Bluebee stuff. And they have, like, you know, types of brands like J Brand and Seven and just all types of designer brands. And they are, they're having a 30% off sale from all their spring items. So you can be the first to run out and get the spring stuff, because I know everybody's tired of this winter weather and they're ready to start gearing up for the spring. So Bluebee is the first store that I heard of that is having a spring sale right now. So of course I'll keep everybody posted, but I will go check out Bluebee.com. They have some really great stuff on there.
That is awesome.
Those are happy guys.
Can you tell us where to find your contact information on your website? What's your website?
Of course. I am the Budget Shopaholic, and everybody can find me on budgetshopaholic.com.
Okay.
So you can also check me out at Facebook. I have a link right over to my Facebook page on my website. Again, that website is budgetshopaholic.com.
Thank you so much. You always have great deals. And I will be checking out this website probably in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Michelle,
I know our question of the day was advice that our parents gave us that we wish that we would have listen to. I know a lot of people, it's been really about finances and about saving and whatnot. I know that we talked about this earlier. Anything you want to add to that?
I've been reading some of the comments. A lot of them have been about finances. Make sure you save money. Make sure you don't get a credit card. I may have to say that I am happy that people did not go with that advice, believe it or not, it's because make sure you save money how, you know?
Right.
But our parents didn't really invest, do investments. A lot of our parents didn't know about investments.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's up to us to kind of find our own way with our financial futures. And also make sure you don't, you know, abuse your credit card is a great advice, but having a credit card is also an important thing that helps build your credit. So a lot of it has been about finances, about – I remember Julius put on there, his grandmother always told him, which I thought was really cute. If you want to get anything done, make sure you do it early.
Right, yeah.
That is such an old person thing, too.
Yeah,
that was up
that
really
was
early, the first people. Right. They're always the first people in line getting things done. So I thought that was pretty funny. My grandmother was like that, and then my dad is like that now. So I thought it was pretty funny.
I definitely agree. And we'll continue to have more questions of the day. We will be going to 90 minutes next week, so we'll have more time for call-ins and people to be able to express their opinion. I definitely want people to check in next week. We'll be talking about religion, which I know is a big, big controversial subject, but we'll be right back.
Hi, and welcome to your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time. But it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Welcome back. My name is Stephen Knight. You listen to the Stephen Knight Show.
And my name is Ms. Parker. Thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show, and also follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O. And each week we're going to be discussing the question of the day on Friday, so make sure you share your opinions with us and dial in. Next week we're going to be going to 90 minutes, so we'll have time for your questions. Sorry for everybody who called in today. The questions, we ran out of time for that, but we will have more time next week.
Well, now it's time to go into Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country. Want to be featured during this segment. I get people email me every day, when are you going to play my song? But it's going to come. Each week we will select artists to play on our playlist. And you will know who's going to be on the list. It'll be posted each Friday on our Facebook page. Tonight, our playlist features a song by Fatso Skinny, who you heard in the interview, two songs off his EP, The Reevaluation. You also hear from Phoenix Electric, Chris Michael, Ronaldo, and more. Also threw in a song from my older project, so definitely check it out.
And if you're interested in being featured on Stephen's Knight Play Show, I'm sorry, playlist, please make sure to email us on the Stephen Knight Show at gmail.com. Please make sure to attach one or two songs. Make sure you attach your bio. Make sure you attach two promotional pictures of yourself. And also, please, 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 we beg you to make sure that your copies are clean, no curse words, and you know, make sure we're able to play your song.
Well, the first song is by yours truly. It's a song called Trying that was featured on my 2009 EP. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Trying to get over you, but there's something about the things you do. Every time you walk in the room, I'm trying,
trying,
trying hard to get over you.
But it's hard, I'm still loving you.
Thank you. now that you hear my spirit free. Trading my shame for liberty. Love is my only destiny. Come and reveal your love to me. Don't wanna make another mistake. Don't wanna be there, leave it too late. Don't wanna think just how we did.
get up closer to me. I'm liking everything I see. And girl, you got it, just what I wanted. No need to doubt it, don't think about it. Tonight is on me. So tell me what you're thinking. Now let's get it poppin'. I'm not needin' stopping. Whatever you want from me, you know it's guaranteed. All you gotta do is ask me.
The way you're loving it, the way you drop it low.
Have another drink, girl, I'm in my zone.
The way you're vibing it, drop it to the floor.
Oh, tell me what I gotta do to get you all alone.
Be my dream girl.
Dream girl.
Five long hair, brown eyes.
Brown eyes.
You say small waist, big,
big eyes. Yeah,
yeah. The way I like
oh,
it.
Oh, I like
the
it.
Be my dream girl.
Dream girl.
Five long hair, brown eyes.
Brown eyes.
You say small waist.
I'm telling you, I'm feeling you, girl. I'm feeling you.
I love it when you're rolling. I love it when you're showing. I love it when you're growing.
Up and down, round and round. Work it all night long, girl.
If I was stable as I drove her to her destination, I always thought that I was moving swiftly dedicated. Started thinking she was bugging out on medication. I know she doesn't pill pop at any rate. It's just my style is so unusual, she can't relate. And so I tried to bring her up to speed without debate. Oh great, I wasn't looking for opinion pity. My disposition isn't built for you to claim a city. I only wish you see the beauty here occasionally, and accept the beauty for exactly what it's meant to be. So please, don't insult me with your arrogance. And hoping that my land is clear. And before I even check, the wheels unfolded in the air. Yeah, I can leave if I want to. But prior to this conversation, I was wanting you. And though this news is devastating, I know what to do. If being right is never wrong, really I can never lose. But I can gain an STD, homie. Between me and you, this a naughty news on me. But I can still breathe even when I'm choking. And I know I'm not a doctor, but come in, the door is open. nor attention on this earth. Not to mention, I really think it goes against my purpose. Ah, really can't believe that I just heard this. And furthermore, really don't believe that I deserved it. But in any case, somebody's gotta lose. The more they get you right, and the more I'm breaking the rules. Though I can still forgive you and your unforgiving views, I can never forget it, even if I desire to. But I appreciate the insight inspired by you. It gives me more to work for and makes me more useful. So I should thank you for banking out my ocean. And are you a doctor? I saw you go with you.
Thank everybody for taking the time to tune in to us again, the Stephen Knight Show. I'd like to thank my guest, Fat So Skinny, for calling in and speaking with us. Definitely check his music out on our Facebook page, The Stephen Knight Show.
And we also want to thank everyone for listening to us. Thank you for your continuous support. We look forward to hearing from you next week. We are going to have more time to take calls next week. Remember to like us on Facebook and The Stephen Knight Show, and follow up on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O. Let us know what you think. Please continue to support us, and we look forward to hearing from you next week.
Until next week, God bless you. Have a good weekend.
Peace.